Easter is the greatest celebration of the church because Easter reminds us that our soul is immortal, and also it reminds us that there is life beyond the grave. So we are created for eternity. Maybe our body goes to the dust, but we are the soul that is created by God will live for eternity. So we are created to be eternal, to be with Him forever. And Christ has shown us by rising from the dead. When we listen to this gospel, when I was reading myself, what came to my mind was when Mary Magdalene, she went first with some others with her, and they found the tomb empty, and then they ran back again and told the disciples, and the disciples also came to see. And then the one who had arrived first was John himself, who wrote this gospel. And he saw and believed. Well, my question was, they were with Jesus for I don't know how many years. They were listening to him when he was talking about, you know, when he was predicting about his passion and death and resurrection. Even Peter said, "No, let this not happen to you." And why did they doubt? Or why did not understand that Christ should rise from the dead? Well, for us, it's a moment of reflection and also looking at our own faith and hope that we have in Jesus Christ. So this Easter is a gift of hope and faith. Hope, there is power in hope. You remember the Israelites when they moved out from Egypt and were traveling to their promised land, they did not have anything. What they had was hope. Hope to get to the promised land. So there is power in hope. So, you know, when we physically, when we are ill, we go to the doctor and the doctor prescribes medication. But more than medication, I think that helps us a lot is hope. The psychological hope is very powerful. That is also part of the treatment process that we have. So what keeps us strong is our hope. Because in St. Paul, when he explains about this hope, especially connecting it to the resurrection of our Lord, he says, when Christ is revealed, he will be your life. You too will be revealed in all your glory with him. So we will be glorified. And that glorification is the hope that we have to live in eternity with the Lord. So it is an assurance that we will live forever. And also we have, it's a gift of faith. Remember this centurion when he asked Jesus if he could cure his servant. And then Christ said, "Go and I'll come." And this man said, "No, say just a word and my servant will be healed." You know, the strong faith he had. And because of that, he was rewarded. His wish was granted. So our faith is what keeps us strong, especially the faith that we have in Jesus Christ. Look at these disciples. When they saw the empty tomb, they were filled with faith. So it is an assurance that we will rise also from the dead and will live forever with the Lord. And this is the faith that we need to keep in our hearts always. So this hope and faith are the gifts of Easter. And when we pray, when we reflect, when we meditate, we always think of renewing ourselves reinvigorating ourselves again and again with hope and faith in Jesus Christ. So let us pray together that the Lord in this Eucharistic celebration may continue to bless our family and also each one of us with the hope and faith that Christ has given us in his resurrection. Amen.